Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we Zoom with Brooke Eden. Brand new music from Brooke, first new single in several years. We would talk about that journey to new music. We talk about her Opry debut, also opening for Garth, and working with the very talented Jesse Frazier. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Brooke Eden.
Brooke Eden, good morning. Welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody. Last week, I understand you threw a virtual release party. Was that the first one of those you've ever been a part of?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was wild. We did a Zoom release party, and we could see everyone's faces, and everyone was talking, and it was wild. It was so cool, though.
You are sitting in front of your piano. Is this home? Where are you right now?
Yeah, this is in my living room. I've become a plant lady during the pandemic. So I have so many plants. So this is me. This is my garden in my living room.
You know, I was just so excited to see that you've got this new music out. And I went back and I was looking. I'm like, gosh, it's been a minute. And I saw one of your tweets. You said, you know, thank you to everybody who's hung with me. And thank you for waiting for the last 4 years while I got my heart and my music together. Yeah. And I know that there's been so much that has happened. So what was the meaning behind that tweet? Tell everybody what's been happening and where we are now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I started 5 years ago with a single on country radio, and I didn't know who I was yet back then. And I was still just figuring me out, and I was on the road, and I was doing all these incredible radio shows and music festivals and just like all of the things that are supposed to be what you're doing it, you know, but I just wasn't me yet. And it was really hard to like be doing all these crazy things while I was still figuring me out. And then I got sick. I had some intestinal issues, and my doctor was like, girl, you got to get off the road. You have to get off the road, and you got to get yourself right. Like, you have to heal your body. So I had to get off the road, and I didn't know if I'd ever have this day again. I didn't know if I'd ever be able to put out music again. But that time off was such a blessing in disguise, because I really did need that time to figure out who I was and really the music that I wanted to put out and what I wanted to say. And just to think that like we're here now, and you guys just heard No Shade, which is about someone coming out of a dark place. And that's where I was coming out of.
Yeah.
So,
well, a lot of people are coming out of it right now. Over the last year, we're coming up on the first anniversary of COVID-19, the pandemic and quarantine.
Yes. I mean, I felt like this music was so important, especially right now, because everyone's going through a dark time. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you're personally going through something or just the year of 2020 is enough to be in a dark place right now. And I have three songs coming out, including the one that you just heard. And all of them have a very happy vibe, so that if you wake up and you are not in a happy place, that you can just turn it on, listen to it for a few minutes, and hopefully wake up your day in a better way.
Well, tell us where we can get that for people who are listening and watching all over the world. Where's the new music available?
You can get it anywhere that you can buy music or anywhere that you can stream music. So Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Music, anywhere.
And if they want to interact with you on social media, how do they do that?
I'm at Brooke Eden Music on everything from TikTok to YouTube to Facebook to Instagram.
Hey, Brooke,
you're talking about all those things you did. Kelly, we were referencing off the air the fact that Garth Brooks took an interest in you.
I want to hear more about all of those pictures because I've just seen so many of them, and I know that you were opening for Garth and having that moment, seeing you on a stage, Brooke, with a stadium full of people watching you. Tell us about that moment, what it felt like.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think the only time that I was more nervous than when I was getting on stage with Garth was my very first time at the Opry.
Oh, so, we have pictures, by the way, for the television audience.
But yeah, getting to open up for Garth was, I mean, first of all, Garth called me 10 days before the show in Oregon. And he was like, hey, can you play? I didn't have music out. I didn't have a single out. I was just like, Garth, is this a prank? Like, is Ashton Kutcher about to walk out from somewhere? Like, what is happening?
And
yeah, I'm getting punked, exactly. And he was like, hey, can you come and open up for me in Oregon? And I immediately was just like, yes. I texted my band, and no one could play, not one of them. So I had to put a whole band together and 9 days and have rehearsals and get them to learn these songs and trust them enough to open for Garth motherfucking Brooks. It was absolutely insane. I felt like an insane woman for 9 days. I was like, how is this going to go? Like, if this doesn't go right, I'm never going to be asked to do anything ever.
Oh, all right. Now, funny. Another guy comes into your life on this project. And that's Jesse Frazier, whom people will know. He's a CMA award winner for Single of the Year, for Record of the Year. Worked famously, of course, with Thomas Rhett. And where does he come into your life and become your producer on this new music?
Totally. So the last radio single that I put out, Act Like You Don't, Jesse and I co-wrote that with Carrie Barlow. And during that, like when we wrote Act Like You Don't, I knew that we had some magic. You know, working together and writing together, I was like, oh, wow, this guy is really, really great. And fast forward 4 years later, you know, when I was in this downtime of my career and had this time to really write, I went to Jesse and I was like, listen, I want you to help me create this sound that's been stuck in my head for all of these years. It's like this like 60s and 70s kind of retro sound, like all the songs that you hear at weddings. When every single wedding you go to, they play like the same 50 songs because they know that those songs are going to get your butts out on the dance floor. So I was like kind of mixing that retro classic sound with current soulful country music and country stories and country lyrics and country melodies. And so I went to him with this idea of a sound and he was like, oh, you mean like this? And he plays the first four chords of the second song that's coming out called Summer. And I was like, yes, you've done it. I mean, that was such a cool moment. And then getting to write over the next couple of years all around that sound that we had created that one day is how we got to hear.
So with a minute and a half left, Kelly, where did the two of you meet the very first time?
Gosh, I think the first time I saw you, you had just been signed or maybe were waiting to get signed even to BBR. And I remember sitting and talking to you and then you went up and you sang and there were a bunch of us there from Country Outfitter. And we all just turned and looked at each other and said, okay, we got to work with this girl. She's something special. We love everything about her. You have a light about you that really, it comes from your heart. And when you're on stage, you are fully you. And it is so amazing to see. And I am so happy for you knowing this is where you're headed. You're going back out on that stage with new music and you are fully you. And we just love you.
Speaking of that most nervous moment being the Opry at the Ryman debut rather than the Garth Brooks show. Do we have that picture, Eric, that we can show folks before we wrap up here this morning with our friend Brooke Eden? Her new single, No Shade. Here on Coffee Country and Cody, and from the country music capital of the world, West Palm Beach, Florida, Brooke Eden, into your living room if you're watching, and all over your radio as you stream and listen to WSM. Thank you so much, Brooke.
Thank you.
Should have known they were right. Now I'm looking at love in a whole new light, 'cause I broke free. It's good to be.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.